Blog Talk Radio.
Hey kids, this is Gonz once again back with you at the Poets Pub, and let's get Lily on the phone because you don't want to hear me. All right.
Everyone wants to hear me.
There you go. I can't. We got it right on the first time. This is amazing.
Wow, we've graduated.
I do. Well, I'm glad. It's all because you had mastered it the whole time. I didn't know you'd been studying it, and so now we got it down to it's a formula. We're geniuses now. I can't change the name of the podcast, but I have learned how to master the switchboard. So.
Yeah, you blame me, and it was probably you last time.
No. We're gonna for all five of the listeners of this, just so you know, that Lily, you call in to these shows. She didn't call the show, she called me personally once. I thought it was a little strange.
Well, I had you under the two same spots on my phone, so I got the wrong one.
Well,
so,
you know, we're not going to say, and that's going to take us to the, and you know the subject, right? You had prepared this.
No, I don't even know what we're doing tonight.
Well, tonight we're celebrating. It's a celebration that we're finally back. How long have we filmed? We taped the first one. What was it, like two, 3 months ago?
Oh,
something like that.
Like
I can't count that high.
Yeah.
Something like that. Now we're back. Well, you know, we're going to cover a bunch of subjects and all sorts of interesting things. And remember, folks, if we can hit at least the 20th subscriber actually gets a free all-expenses-paid vacation to go visit Lily. And she's going to cover that, and you can stay with her. You don't want to stay with me.
Yeah.
You can learn why they call me Uncle Creepy.
Yeah, that's scary. We probably shouldn't tell them all about that. Not really.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we're not supposed to. Yeah, there's no telling the truth here.
You're not supposed to let people know you can do this from prison.
Oh, that's true. No, it's not prison anymore. It's house arrest. My mommy paid the money. Now I'm under house arrest. At least get it right if you're going to be so racist towards inmates. That's half of our audience. Mental institution people. You got to be kind of crazy if you're going to be a writer. Once dealing with that subject, I think the one time we said we were going to do an episode, so therefore we're doing it on the fly. This is going to be the episode where we deal with, you know, for a lot of writers and a lot of artists in general, we all fight our demons. And let's see, you know, writers and our vices, I should say. I don't have any personally because everybody knows that I'm a health nut. I love to run tons of miles. I run away from cops usually. And but some people we know do definitely suffer from our demons. One person in particular I know who's really been having a hard time. I never know when I'm going to get a call in the middle of the night where she's had way too many drinks. Is Lily, and I think she doesn't mind facing this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was actually praying for an intervention, you know, but what did I get? I got nothing.
I'm scared if we went on that show, they would. There's a TV show once I've been watching all day because some people go to work and other people just sit around and watch TV like me. Because my life is awesome.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
And, I was watching, because I was trying to study how that works, but I'm too scared that they would make us both go. So, no, I can't go. I can't do that show. No, thank you.
No, and we should tell everybody that my liver, my personal liver, is very happy with me and doesn't drink very often. And that's very unlike, you know, you.
Me? How dare you? How dare you implicate
like
that I am a consistent drinker? That is not true at all. That is just a rumor, and a lot of people don't know. That's just an act I do. It's not true, even in the least. I don't make drunken phone calls or do any silly, make any bad choices due to drinking, relationship-wise either. So, you know, I don't – that's so mean of you. I thought we were friends.
Well, you know, since you're broadcasting from prison and I'm broadcasting from the middle of the convent, I guess in a way, you know, we can make up anything we want about who we are, what we do. So,
that is
you
true.
Know what? I would love to be an, I almost used the word unbridled. Unbridled
drunk. Well, that's a big word. You got to explain what that means to me.
I'm going to get a coughing attack in the middle of the show.
It's so professional. That's why everybody wants to listen to our show, because it's so professional. People think this is about writing. These people just sound like they're intoxicated. But I drink enough for both of us, so I'm happy to say that.
Well, I did have a wonderful weekend away, and I got some sparkling little cider stuff. That was pretty good.
Some sparkling little cider stuff. That's why you are such a great writer, because you're descriptive nature. And that's what all kids should learn, is that you need to be really descriptive about everything, just like Lily. The sparkling cider stuff. You should hear her describe a movie. I love it when, if you didn't know, Lily is such a great descriptive person. When you talk to her about movies, you know, I asked her one time, and I think it's okay to say that we talk outside of here, you know, because I'm allowed, I have my own cell phone. I'm not going to tell you where I had to put it to get it in prison, but I'm just saying, I do have my own cell phone. And, you know, I remember one time you were saying you loved horror movies, and I said, well, what kind do you like? You know, the ones that are kind of like dark and with a killer in them. And chasing somebody, that kind of narrows it down. I mean, I haven't seen a horror movie like that in, like, forever.
Well, to be honest with you, by the time I talk to you, it's like flipping sleep o'clock. And so I'm a little bit spent, because somebody doesn't just sit around in their bathrobe and boxers and... You know,
I don't wear
boxers. The side of the door. Somebody
don't imply that to the audience. I like to keep it real, as the kids say.
Somebody pulls her fat spandex on, gets on a shirt, and goes to work every day.
Oh, well, you're talking about you. I was going to say, I don't go to work. I wear spandex. I just don't go to work. I used to be in an 80s tribute band.
Well, no, I have to say that, you know, with writing, you have helped me a lot because of my limited vocabulary. You have really taught me how to express myself about when I use the computer, when I have to download items onto my computer, things like that. You've really enlightened my world.
Well, that is just such a lie, but I like it. It's a good one, because
I
want me to describe anything either. It's like we are. It's amazing that we are doing this, and then people are going to say, "Well, what's the point of this show?" And I, you know what? That's a great question, and I'm sure eventually we'll get to it. I think it's just the point that I decided to buy my own show, and I'll just do whatever the hell I want to do. So that's pretty much what I do, anyways. So, you know, I like to maintain that. Just so the kids out there, they don't have to think, they have to get educated. They can be like me. Do whatever the hell you want to do. And write in between. By the way, let's go ahead. You know, I haven't. Yeah, that's true. But let's go ahead and plug where we can be found as writers. Lily, I know you're always writing when you're not working 15 jobs. Lily works all the time, so I don't have to.
Yeah, because we live together, and I support him.
That's true. We can't deny it anymore. I know, it's just like Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. It's just a magic that's just people don't understand. It's just a true artistry between us that we can't deny. So,
yeah.
Where can people find your work?
Really? Let's see.
Yes.
I'm on Hello Poetry.
You can name them. Okay.
Deep Underground. And
yes.
I am on Writer's Cafe.
And
where are you? Where are you?
You can currently find me the men's state home. Now, you can read my work, misspelled and all, at In Between Hangovers. Once you just had one up there today, so if people want to look at that, that's cool. And I'm sure it's crap. But, hey, all my writing's crap. I'm consistent. your one phone call, spill the words. I always mess this one up, but horror, sleaze, trash, finally got it right. Had to slow down a little bit. The Red Fez, Blue Pepper, and quite a few other places. Oh, and the Outlaw Poetry Network. So, and Hello Poetry, and Writer's Cafe, and Apollo Blast. Goodness, where else am I? And probably on a couple bathroom walls, too, because I'm just totally
you're
a bad person.
Like a, you're kind of like a poetry whore. I mean, that's a lot of places.
I really am. I'm learning. I'm learning from all the great poets out there who have their work scribbled everywhere. I've learned that that's what you do. You just put it out there, quite literally, just like my girlfriend did a long time ago. But that's a different story for a different time, kids. But anyways.
Well, you know. Not like you coached it on or anything like that.
Oh, well,
candy.
We're not going to get into personal lives. How dare you try to pull me into that conversation?
You
as
brought
when, I must
up
say,
the
you,
right
you, look, you look great tonight as we're sitting here in the studio. A lot of people don't know. We really are in a legitimate studio. It's so wonderful. I'm glad that you decided to wear pants. I know I didn't, but, you know, hey, rock out.
I had to assume the position.
Oh, that sounds wrong. I'm supposed to be the dirty one. That's okay.
Yeah, since Lily's never been. That sweet little flower.
I know. You know, it's so amazing to me that we don't have call-in guests, but I don't really list this show, so nobody really knows what the hell it is or where it is. I can't even tell you when the next show we'll do is. That's just because that's just how well-organized of a machine we're running here. It's just like, well, it's on today. Take it for what it is.
Well, if you really think about it on a metaphysical level, let's go there, you know? I mean, let's use a big word. Let's use our big word.
Course.
So,
big
you
word
know,
today.
It'll happen when it's meant to happen. It will be kismet. It'll be in the flow. It will be kumbaya.
Okay. Yes, and we can see that Lily is obviously in, well into her drinks. So, I'm just saying.
I just snorted my cider.
Well, hey, some people like to drink it. You like to snort it. You're just hardcore like that. What can I say? They're Tony Montana. I'm just, anyways. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I guess we really do need to have an organized show. So we can talk about anything, because that's what the show is. Anything you want to talk about when it comes to writing. But let's be honest, writing is, well, at least with me, my writing is chaotic at best. And, I don't know. Why in the hell is it that so many people who are creative seem to have so many goddamn fucked up problems? You know, I wasn't going to cuss on here, just for the kids, because I know that all my, you know, kindergarten class may be listening. Because a lot of people don't know I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I am.
You know, I just don't think you can write when you're happy.
And well, that
and
is a very good
you write
point.
When you're, no, I mean, if you're happy, it just sounds stupid. Everybody wants to hear the dirt, the depth.
Well,
the
I mean, mold. That is true, you know, that a lot of people really, honestly, I think, do write from that place. And that, in a way, some people just love misery. I know I write about misery all the time. I'm like I tell everybody, you know, and let me go ahead and be racist so I can get in a lot more trouble. I'm a Polish romance writer because I always write about the ass end of every relationship, you know, and things like that. And
you know, it's just because I'm Polish. You just had to go
well,
there.
I know. It's just fun. It was fun. Well, you know, I mean, how many chances does it take to call into a radio show? Usually about two. I'm just saying. Oh shit.
How many what?
I don't know. That was a technical error. I'm gonna have to edit the show now.
Well,
how many
well,
lilies?
John.
Well, everybody knows my name's John.
You're such a dick.
I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
I had a slip. I was thinking of somebody else. I drink a lot, so people just be really aware of that stuff, and
it's
I really
right,
don't want
Frank.
To start.
I have no problem with that.
Frank.
No problem with that. Yeah.
Don't start doing that to me because you confuse me. I'm like, who the hell's Frank?
Yeah, I'm thinking you're Frank. Did you just
stretch?
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I couldn't help it. I was just thinking of my ex, and you know, I had to call her out by name. you know, because we're not, like, really in a relationship. I just stalk her, you know.
That,
but she's going to come around one day.
That would be really great.
Oh, my
that'll
God. This is, like, the
really,
worst show on the
really
history
good.
Of shows ever, but at least I admit it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So please share with us. Share with us.
Mm.
Where does your writing come from? What place inside?
Well, you know, inside me there's a little that is just beautiful and sparkly and loves scented candles. And once everybody
Aww.
Knows I do. And it's just
Does it
it's
have
a soft
wings
place.
Like Pegasus?
Yeah, just like Pegasus wings. And a unicorn. It's a unicorn too.
God.
And it lives in a little land in the clouds. There's rainbows and sunshine. No, I don't fucking know. You know, it's like anything. Mine is always quasi reality because the truth is, the best stuff comes from reality. I'm not a fan of genre writing. I really do not like science fiction and all that kind of stuff. But that's not no knock against anybody that does because that's like a cult. Have you ever seen one of those Star Trek conventions? There's a lot of those people. You don't really
yeah.
want to make them angry. I'd be more scared of the Star Wars people because they're more military. They may have toy guns, but those things will hurt. I'm just saying. You don't know. They might flip one in the battle nowadays. The whole world's gun crazy. Might have a war. Next thing you know, I'm going to be stalked by science fiction people. They're like, oh, man.
I know.
Like, why don't
yep.
you like science
they're
fiction?
Actually, no.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just not that smart. I can't write that kind of stuff. I mean, when it comes to having to create, to me, that's just so much work. You got to create all the backdrop, all these weird names and characters. And to me, it always comes down to the dynamics between people. And that's where my writing comes from, is that's all it is. That and I'm really fucked up, and I just copy life. That's all I do. And that's the secret to how to get into a few magazines is just, you know, Just keep it real, as they would say nowadays. I'm so modern.
Wow, you've just taken my breath away. I'm overwhelmed.
I'm so glad. I know. I do that often.
Yeah.
People don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Wink, wink. That's right.
Yep. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
What a wonderful episode this is. I'm so happy the Poets Pub returned, and it sounds like the host is drunk and hasn't had a drink today.
Today.
Maybe that's the key. Yeah, well, today. Well, I'm taking a couple days off. You know, I figure, like, I can get a badge or something if I take, like, a week off. I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know, like, AA is kind of interesting because you get all sorts of rewards. The longer you go, but they don't really give you anything really awesome besides your health and your life. I mean, you know. I
do
mean,
you
if they
cake
they
at
say,
those
hey.
Meetings because...
Yeah, they do give you cake. Like, there's cakes and there's coffee and cookies. Jesus, they've already got you.
Yeah, you know what? It goes from one addiction to the other. They're just tapping into those sugar babies.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the secret if you want to trap a Lily really May.
Just tapping their, yeah.
All you need is cookies.
Yeah, we're all
cookies and candy
cookies.
And chocolate. All sorts of, all the good things in life.
You know that I really only love, what do I love? Let people know you know me. What do I eat at night?
Oh, are we allowed to say that? No, I'm joking.
Seriously?
You love cherries. That's one of your favorite little things. You eat like a forest animal. You really do. And you like popcorn, but it doesn't like you. So that's what I mean. Like I can't say certain names, but I'm supposed to tell. This is another person I know that likes popcorn, and they like stretching too a lot. And sometimes that kind of frees them up a little bit when they're on the phone. I'm just saying.
You are such a liar.
Oh,
good
my God,
Lord.
You're going to deny it. And that's what I like, that you literally deny
these
things.
I have four cats. Like, they don't just sit on me and pass gas. Have you never heard a cat fart?
I'm just saying, if people are listening, if that cat made that big of a noise, that thing would have exploded. It probably ate an M80.
Well.
Blood and fur everywhere. It just went boom.
That's what they get for eating
animal,
chili.
What do you feed them? God, that is just.
Well, that's don't even talk about Mike, because Mr. Let's Eat Sausage Biscuits and Gravy all night every day.
Sausage biscuits and gravy. And whiskey. Well, the whiskey part you might get right. I don't really, I am not a breakfast fan. I love how this is supposed to be a organized show, once I really should have thought about this and planned it out a little bit. And now it's become, what does John, this is the most fascinating thing. What does John eat in his daily diet?
Yeah.
Besides cheeseburgers.
Exactly.
And whiskey. Once it's cheeseburgers, not sausages. There is a difference.
Oh, okay. Sorry, John.
I'm just saying. That's okay. Everybody knows my name is John Patrick Robbins. It's right on the thing. Some people call me Gonzo. I don't know why. That is kind of weird when they call you that. I'm just saying, because that was just a stupid. For those who don't know, there was a dumb thing I used to do over at a website called Hello Poetry, where I just had fun with people and joked and everything else. And it's just a nickname. So
for
all five
listeners. Pen names. Yeah, pen name.
Well,
not nickname.
Well, it's a pen name, nickname. You know, I'm sorry you don't understand the terminology there, you know, but I have to remember. I have to think about that now, who I'm talking to. So, you know,
right,
I don't
want to
mess up
yeah.
and call them by the wrong name or anything. You know, you know, Lil.
Yeah, no problem there, Frank.
My name is not Frank. You're going to really confuse people and make my name is Frank. My name is not. I don't even look like a Frank. Trust me,
well,
I look like
okay,
the only person I can look like.
Mhm. Yeah.
Mhm.
Well, you know, let's talk about something interesting.
Okay, you name it.
I can't think of anything. I was hoping you would just take that and go.
Okay, let's go there. You know, today I was watching. As I sat around today in my nice and my busy writing life, where I just sit around and watch TV most of the time, and because that's what I'm supposed to do. Because I have to get the brain. My brain has to work. My body doesn't. That's the whole key, you know, Lil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I don't have to physically. Some people, you know, I have to live. For those of us, I have to go to work every day. Like somebody I
know
who gets very cranky
yeah.
when you wake them up after their nap. I'm just saying.
You know,
you know,
I'm used to you calling me Lily and things like that, but since we do the radio show, it's like you say Lil, and when you say it, every time you say it, it reminds me like you're talking to a pony, like Lil, Lil.
Lil. Come on, Lil.
Lil.
Come on,
Lil. Come on, Lil. Lil.
I love that you have to mention the ponies, but who doesn't love ponies? They're such magical, beautiful animals. That's what I say. That nothing more masculine than ponies. And I
do
don't know.
Do you usually take your pony into the bathroom when you have your candles going? You're taking a bath. You
oh,
have
you
your
should
ambience.
Tell people my special rituals. Well, I have to keep this skin doesn't. These hands can't callus. They have to be nice and smooth. I like them nice and smooth, you know. And I don't be jealous just because I enjoy my wine in the bathroom.
Well, you usually
I do have a refrigerator in there, so I don't have to go very far, you know.
I was just wondering if that's where your pony went in, you know, if your pony went into the bathroom and you, you know, took a bath
no,
together.
No, it's
I
not a
know.
Real pony. It's a stuffed pony. Everybody knows that, silly.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you can't take a stuffed pony into the bathtub. It'll kill the pony. You can't kill the
Aww.
Pony. As we talk
You're
about
right.
poets and their vices and ponies and all sorts of neat things. That's why this show is so much of a train wreck, and people are going to say, you know what, I really can't believe he decided to do a show because it doesn't really make any sense, but that's okay because neither do I. So, no. No
huh?
ponies in the bathroom. Exactly.
Oh, so you know what, I have to admit, I've been going through my older poetry on one of the sites because, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll take off the 365 poems and maybe structure a little self-published book because some of us don't get published. But I was really looking
well,
at
neither
some
do
of
I.
my earlier work.
Yeah.
And I really, really sucked. But it was so nice to see some of the old comments of people who really lied to me and supported me. And one of them was you. And I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me back then that I really needed to use like 4 or 5 descriptive words during a poem?
Well, you know, I know this can come as a shock, but I lie to most women. That's how I have relationships. And, you know, because that's the good key of a good relationship, lie and don't listen. Because that's what the women really like, when you don't pay attention or listen. At least that's what I think. But what did you say?
There was one poem, and I read it, and I looked down, and you're like, oh, great right, Lil. Great right. Wow, you really know how to move. I'm like, what is this, a standard reply that you just go click? Because that, you should have said, really, girl, you need to take a shot of something, relax yourself, and let the words start to flow.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, how do you comment on somebody? I mean, to me, it's like, it is finally trying to talk serious, because I know this is a train wreck of a show. You know, when it comes to self-expression, how in the hell do you judge somebody's self-expression? Unless you're an editor and say, well, that doesn't fit for my magazine. That's what most of them say. Or they say, please never send your work here again, you sick bastard. Like, they like to reply to me.
Yeah.
But that lets me know how much they like me. And, I mean, seriously, I never know. I'm the worst commenter ever. If I like something, I just like it. But yet, to me, the laziest thing in the world that they've come up with is a like button. Once, as everybody knows, I hate a like button, even though I use it now because I'm a true conformist. But in the sellout. But it's like, I'll sell out. If they pay me money, I don't care. What's that? Writing and money. The hardest thing to ever come across, writing and money. You'll never find money where there's writers, usually. Unless they're very famous, and then you'll never be around them. But anyways, no, I'm probably the worst at commenting. I don't know how people go about it, you know, because, I mean, I'm no critic. That's not my job, to be a critic. My job's to write, not be a critic. So if I like something, I just, you know, I just generally tell somebody. That's what I mean. So I wouldn't say it's a generic. I don't just do a generic comment. Don't be giving my secrets away. People are going to start getting mad.
Well, here's the deal. You should go to the School of Expression, because I am an awesome commenter. And, you know, I like to say things like, wow, that was great.
Yes. There's descriptive in your emails, once you send to me all the time.
This is raw.
That's great.
I brought it up because, you know, really, I got criticized because I used to really love to comment from my little heart on people's poetry. And somebody once commented to me and said, well, that isn't even where I was going with this. And, you know, really kind of put me through the ringer for it. And it kind of burned me. And I thought, you know, you're right. You don't. As a reader, you interpret it the way it lands you, and it may be totally different than what they intended. Is anybody wrong? I don't think so, but, you know, I certainly don't like to piss people off, so I just go to the, wow, that made me feel. That's great. I need a pedicure. Things like
there
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That is truly awesome. Yeah. Well, see, I have to agree, because I hate commenting. I really do. I just like, if I like somebody's work, I just like, and there's a lot of great writers out there. And the more and more as I'm pushing out there and getting in other mags and stuff like that, you run across a lot of them. So I definitely don't want to insult anybody. That's the last thing I need to do. I'm always in enough trouble. I'm the only person who can get in trouble without trying. You know, I'm just naturally being trouble go. Well, there you go. Yeah, well, you didn't help with some comments that we made. We've been making a lot of weird comments this is a very weird episode, you would think. But I think the problem is we shouldn't have hit the bar before we hit the studio. That probably was not a good idea.
It's not good to hit the bar while the Hallmark Channel's on. I mean, it brings up a lot of emotion. I'm getting a little choked up here just thinking about it.
Who doesn't like that? Poetry and the Hallmark Channel. They go hand in hand.
I mean, it's Christmas time. You know, it's 24/7 Christmas. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, now there's the thing. You want to talk about something that really aggravates the living shit out of people like me who really do not like Christmas. I don't like Christmas. I don't like children, you know, contrary to popular belief. And,
funny, because you have about 50.
What do you mean? I don't have any children. Don't tell that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have
mm-hmm.
somebody who's probably going to listen to this podcast, who happens to be 19 and an aspiring writer that I'm teaching so much by having him do all my work for me. I mean, that's paying your dues. I'm just saying. He's paying his dues
uh-huh.
and going to college. He's learning to be extra tough. And he's going to go become an attorney, which is great because I'll probably need one of those shortly, maybe even
yeah.
after this show. So, you know, that's a great thing. I'm going to tell you one thing that aggravates the living hell out of me. And a writer on, well, he's not on Facebook. He is a writer in general, and he's a great writer at that. Stephen Story had mentioned, you know, with the whole Christmas thing, they started up so early. We're in November. And, I mean, even in Halloween, you go down to a Walmart, and because the hub of America is there, you know, and they've
mm-hmm.
already got the Christmas decorations out. And it's like, why can't we just, you know, kind of slow down on it? Of course, it is a big consumer time, so I understand it. But doesn't it drive you a little bit crazy?
Doesn't it show how shallow we really are as human beings? Doesn't it?
What?
It shows how shallow we are as Americans. Because Americans like to shop early for that little bargain, and that little bargain's going to be 70% off the day before Christmas. I mean,
or you can do the
show,
whole Black Friday
we
thing.
Really
Black Friday is like a football game.
Yeah. Yeah. It
is. It really
is.
People,
how
bad are human beings that you will stomp each other to death to get like $5 off of something? That's what I like. It's like, screw you, Grandma. You're in my way. That's my TV, bitch. Bang them.
Well, usually they're
like,
wearing mullets.
Yeah, well, ha ha, hearty, har, har. You're gonna pick on a certain area of the wonderful country of America.
Hey, from my part of the world, mullets are still quite they're fashionable. When you can ponytail a mullet, you are special.
That is true. That is an elite kind of man there. Takes a very, very confident man to be like that, you know, wearing
mm-hmm.
your sunglasses and your mullet rocking out with, you know. Of course, then again.
And you're... but you can't do a man bun.
With
a mullet.
Well, man buns are only good if you're a samurai. I'm just saying. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me if you are literally back in Japan and you carry a sword around. Then I can understand your man bun. But just generally, like nowadays, no. I'm not a fan of it. Once I'm sure that'll piss somebody else off, but that's okay because I'm just trying to piss as many people off as possible. So, yeah, the man bun is a little bit much, you know, and I love how we switch from Christmas to man buns. But that's, you know, it is tis the season,
well,
you know, to be jolly.
Tis the season to switch.
That's what I always say. Sitting in Santa Claus' lap, are you against it for it?
Pervert. No,
what?
I'm not sitting
it's
on
Santa
his
Claus.
Lap.
You know,
don't
you don't go. You
the
don't.
North
Santa,
Pole.
Duh. How am I supposed to give any presents, Lily? How am I supposed to give any presents, Lily? If I don't go sit in Santa's lap and give him my Christmas list? How dare
you?
You
have never sent me a present. Not ever.
Yeah, well, that costs money.
By
that
the
takes
way.
Money. I have to. I send you plenty of gifts. They're all mental. You know, I give you great. I give you my time. I give you my. Yeah, I share so many things with you. Like, people don't know how close we truly are. I mean, it's really great, you know.
Obviously, I don't either. So, thanks for letting me know. I mean, I didn't know all that silence and not getting anything in the mailbox and standing like Virginia, there is a Christmas, you know, with tears running down my face.
Well, you never know. I think this Christmas you're going to get something very special. I have something I'm going to send in the mail to you, because I know that everybody needs a little helper, and I'm actually going to lend my little helper to you this Christmas, and I hope he's going to be prepared. It's going to be hard to ship him, though, but he is a small guy, so I'm going to, you know.
Simon?
That makes me, no, not Simon. my free. No. No, I don't do that anymore. I've been warned by the courts. I can't do that. That's against the law. But but no, I was
really
gonna send my favorite editor and my writer in training. Once I don't know why anybody would learn anything from me, but I'm literally gonna mail Scott to you. He's gonna come stay with you and learn so many things from me. He's really useful. He knows how to operate the computer. And that's about it. So
does
it's great.
He know about the world?
He might know a little about it. I think that's the only thing he does know a little bit about, the world. Lily talks about the world, she means her internet. She doesn't understand that the internet actually comes from something other than a little world on her computer. I think she
if you don't have the world there, you don't have any internet. Just saying.
Well, that is a good point. I don't know where the internet comes from. Huh?
You are the loudest drinker.
I am not a loud drinker. I was just enjoying
the
night. I'm going to tell
swallow?
You. Yes.
You're like, do you have acid reflux, for God's sake?
Yes, I actually do. Thank you for picking on my handicap. How do you think I got in the Special Olympics this year?
Oh, God.
I'm going to win all those medals.
Get your point.
I am an athlete. I'm an athlete. I am a star athlete.
Yeah,
actually, it's probably that wouldn't work because they would all probably kick my ass because I'm very unathletic. So there you go. I don't want people. Yeah, that's the thing. Don't message me because if you just want to complain about me saying improper things, because as Lily can tell you, I say those all the time. It's not a personal
all the
thing.
Time.
I just.
Yeah.
I don't have any filter,
no help
and I just
for
say.
It.
I say really bad things. It's amazing I get anything published, but I think people just think I'll leave them alone. Once I usually do. It's just, you know, it's kind of like feeding a stray dog, though. He always comes back.
I have to say, there's two of you. Well, there's probably more, you know, because you obviously don't know me unless you have some kind of multiple personality disorder. So at least there's two of you I'll talk about right now. But there is the Gonzo that's fun-loving, ha-ha-ha, at the bar, you know, smoking Twinkies, snorting Fruit Loops. And so there's that one that writes the way that he writes. But you as John Patrick Robbins, you and the way that you write, and when you put out your true work, I'm not saying your other work isn't, but it's just, it's more character, fun, loving. The true you, the one that doesn't drink as much as everybody thinks, or, you know... You do put the Fruit Loop box away. Your work is intense and it's intelligent and it really makes you feel something when you read it. Usually my lower bowel sphincter type stuff.
Oh, wow. I was
going
to say, I'm so glad to touch you like that. That's awesome.
Right.
Especially without you breaking out the pepper spray. So, but no, appreciate that. That was actually extremely nice. You know, I'd give you a great compliment, but I don't want to just be blowing up your ego. I mean, let's face it, who is this show really about? Like, duh. You know, I'm just
right.
saying.
Hello.
You silly woman.
No, but I'm being
serious
because them looking for you and the way that you write and looking for these sites that you are publishing on and getting published on, it's really, that's your true calling. That's your true... Everybody loves Gonzo. Who wouldn't? He's the guy at the party that you just, you know, somebody fell in the hot tub head first kind of thing. Is he drowning?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like that kind of thing. But this other, the true you, the heart of you, the soul of you, it's in this new work, and I like it.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that is very... Very nice, and of course, and you are going to go ahead and going forward with putting a book out, aren't you? By the way.
Yes, I am. Yes, for the love of Lily.
Is it all going to be okay? Is it all going to be your early work, or is it going to be some new stuff in there? And
after reading my early work that I probably shouldn't write a book. It might be just a journal, you know, for the love of Lily, and have empty pages. I'm not really sure.
Well, see, that's some genius right there. That's, like, really artistic. That's what a really artist would do. A true artist does weird and gets paid for it. Just do like Warhol.
Right.
Copy a picture 15 times or paint a candle soup can. and then make thousands of dollars. That guy was a genius. I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah, because when you self-publish and you sell like 100 books, you get like a dollar. So I'm not.
Oh, wow.
It's harsh.
So nice.
I don't know where to spend that.
I'm thinking the dollar store.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So, I mean, really, because you're doing that whole self, and there's a lot of writers that do that. I don't, it's not that. I just, you know, putting a book together sounds too much like work, and as everybody knows, I avoid that at all costs, which makes me sound really lazy. Once I'm not, I do promise that I do work at writing quite a bit, as you know, and anybody else who knows me. I'm serious about that. I'm not serious about a damn other thing, but I'm just, right now, I'm just happy with getting these little publications. And, of course, everybody eventually wants to have their own book out. And there will be. But as you know, I kind of, with the past and everything, I went through enough hell the first go around with what was supposed to be my first book, that is. Because I think that, yeah. And that was a fiasco. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But I know there's a point in there somewhere.
But at least it's out there somewhere in one of the stick things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
One of the stick things is, as Lily would refer to, a USB, the stick things. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The first book that was going to be published, technically, before the company went under. Well, it sounds like a story, but I promise you it's not. was on a USB that happened to moved. It went a long ways away, and now it's being held hostage by somebody who needs to give it back to me. I'm not going to name. I'm scared they might come and beat me up. So I'm just saying,
oh my God,
I have a real passion.
Did they do that to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was Tracy. She was a very mean, mean woman. She lived with me a long time. That's really going to make somebody show up and beat me up.
I heard that once that she's hurt, anything could happen. You know, like
it's like a wounded tiger. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Just lock the family in and don't let the kids out because it could be trouble. It could be trouble. Just
head spinning.
Leave your nuts and twigs and cherries out there because she eats like a little farm animal. Just saying.
Oh,
well, not
really,
like a farm animal.
Thank you.
God, I'm so off, so I apologize to all two of the people that listen to this. I'm always amazed by people on Facebook who you don't know, because I'm not going to lie, there's a majority of people I don't know on my list. And it's not that I won't know them, it's just if they hear this, they definitely won't get to know me, that just randomly like your stuff for no reason. And you wonder, like, why do you, like, go through my things? Like, do you ever look at your old pictures? Like, I looked at some old pictures I had up I need to take down. And, like, there's likes from people that don't even know me. And you wonder, what do you like that for? You know?
You have pictures up?
Yes. Yes.
Of you?
Yes, on the Facebook thing, yes. I do have, yes, a few pictures.
The most hermified, exclusive, hiding master of all
I am like I'm like Sasquatch. Except I don't know. I think more recently I only have a few pictures. Every now and then I update the author's picture, but that's about it. And even those are just pretty much.
I have pictures of you, and if anybody would like to contact me on Facebook, I will be selling those.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
They're great, too.
Did I just say that out
really
loud?
I promised my clothes are on them, too, because I don't send those kind of pictures. I'm not like some people I know.
Oh. Huh.
Oh. Oh,
I'm not a movie star. Sorry, I'm not in the movies.
Oh, gosh, you're going to talk about the movies. Yeah, look how the world is right now. We have learned that men are all terrible molesters. Every single man, doesn't matter who you are, we're all guilty now. Everybody you think that was normal and nice is turning out to be a pervert. Even Ben Affleck can't hide
really
from
gross,
that.
Though. I mean, what happened in the world where everybody just had to be abusive with their sexual power. Jesus. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, and definitely it is terrible. I'm not making fun of this, but
when you look at Hollywood,
I'm not making fun. No,
it.
I'm not. All I'm going to say is that when you look at Hollywood, how did Hollywood really, and a lot of those stories you hear. And what was the biggest thing in Hollywood back in the day? Was a casting couch. Guess what we learned? What's still the biggest thing out there? A casting couch and that big fat dude that got fired from the Weinstein Company. But he's one of the biggest things out there because he's a big, big, big boy. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't just smoking cigars and being a sexual deviant that got him that size. He also liked buffets.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A pervert takes a lot of sustenance. I should know. I'm a pervert, too. So, not like him, though. I don't want to imply that. But that's why, of course, that's why Lily is never in the same room with me. Because, you know, she's smart. Never in the same studio. There's a glass partition between us.
Well, yeah, because really, I think the priest had you banned. I mean, when you came in with your little, like, hello. Mm-hmm.
These stories that keep coming out are just it's nuts though. It's everybody now. It's like, you know, and you have to think, like, once the floodgates gets open, it's like, who the hell's gonna be left to be in the movies after a while? It's gonna be all women. The women will control, once again, they'll control everything. They control relationships, and now they're gonna control the films. It'll be an all woman cast movie. Because we don't want no sexual harassment.
You know,
yeah,
because
it's gonna be kind of weird.
Women are the rulers. Women are the natural rulers. So,
yeah,
you know,
okay, I'll agree with that one, I guess. And
it's just that, you know, there was a hiccup and a mishap, and maybe some churches were involved in taking the women down, maybe burning them at a few stakes. But hey, you know. See how the men running everything, you know, see how that's gotten us everywhere we need to be, but
yeah, no, you're
going to
be real
popular.
See, what's good about you on here is you, I can offend all the women and all the nationalities and make everybody think I'm just a piece of crap, and you can offend all the men. So there we've covered all the things. We just can't really offend the young. We need like one more person to offend the young market. And we'll be hated by everybody. And that's just a goal that doesn't everybody want that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know I do. Everybody's so scared to be offensive nowadays. It's scary how people are afraid to say anything, even in a joking form now, that everybody has become so fucking sensitive. And I find it to be utterly fucking ridiculous. And I don't care if I offend people or not, because I don't write that way. You know, I don't pull no punches to start with. So it's like, it's the truth.
It really hurt me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, now you're going to sue me because... Now you're going to sue and win because I offended you.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's because that's what men do, you know. They go in. Mm-hmm.
I know. I was watching a bad example of that last night. I was like, I don't watch TV. Once I know people are going to be really fucking fascinated by that, but... I'm not a TV person. I don't like episodic television shows. I think most of them are retarded. And it's just, it's not that. It's just, I don't want to have to, like, it's almost like it becomes a relationship. Well, you know, you got to be at this, you know, at the TV at this time to watch the show. And now there's an after show for most shows. It's like, when did that become popular that you got to have a show to talk about what you just watched? Are you that dumb you don't know what you watched? If you don't know what you watched, I'm just saying, you probably don't need to watch TV anymore. You know what I mean? A lot of these shows do have after shows. They really do. Like, I know people love The Walking Dead. Now I'm going to get stalked by people who believe in, you know, walkers and zombies and Daryl who rides a motorcycle.
Not that
I watch a show.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like the Jersey Shore or whatever the hell. I can't even talk, but
I don't even know who would watch
that
besides Lily. Lily loves the Jersey Shore.
No way.
She loves it.
No, because it's like you need to almost have somebody come on later and go, what the fuck was that? You know? Like, was that for real?
It is weird, the shows that become popular, but, you know, I mean, I was watching one that was a really bad example. I'm like, you know, because there are some times when between drinks and trying to save my liver and try to actually live like one more week, because I go to week to week.
Yeah.
I don't even try to count year anymore. But I was watching a show that I had never watched. It was on Netflix. And who doesn't have Netflix nowadays?
me.
Or at least know somebody's password, you know. But I have to give a big thanks to my lovely assistant, Scott, because his grandma has an account, and now I get to steal that. That's awesome. Well, so I guess I just ruined it now. Now it's no longer a secret. But, hey, hit me up if you want the password. But I'm just saying.
Well, now that you've told Netflix, yeah, because I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, I know. I have an account. It's called a joke. Don't get all crazy on me and get a civil, you know, suit against me, because I have no money, so it doesn't matter to me. But anyway, there's a show on. Yeah, did you ever watch a show called Mad Men? It's all about these guys back in the day that were ad execs, and that, you know, they just drink all the fucking time and smoke and just carouse. Basically, that's all they do, and to a great degree. And I was like, you know, when you're not trying not to drink, it really does suck that everything you decide to watch is based around drinking. I think that I have a problem.
Huh.
Just because you enjoy, because all they do is smoke cigarettes like they are going out of style. Like, they just give them cartons and cartons upon cartons for doing the show and chase women. And I thought, wow, you know, what a great example of the show that people watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because, you know, maybe that's the problem. Let's blame TV on it. That's why we're all perverts. Like, you know, do you ever think that maybe the world's just losing its mind? I'm just saying.
Nah, let's not go there.
The world's lost its mind. Well, I get published, so that the world probably much has lost its mind, you know, and that's what I worry about the editors for. But I know that they must be insane like me. So big props to them. But I'll probably never get published again.
Probably
it's all over
now. Now that you just said that, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
You cooked it.
Oh, well. Uh-oh, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye
now.
For now.
Thanks for that.
Bye-bye now. Self-publishing now. Self-publishing and selling one book a week.
Listen, Linda, it is okay to self-publish.
Yes. Oh, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. No.
Oh.
I didn't burp.
God.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not that. I just, you know, I don't have a book together. You know, first off, you got to have a book together to put it out. And I don't have a book together right now. I'm busy kind of submitting to all these different publications right now and getting rejected quite a bit. But that's you know, that's a good thing. I like that. I've had a lot of training in that in my life. So I'm used to rejection, so it's easy. But,
well,
yeah.
If you would like to, you know, submit some work to me, I can work through some of that for you. Look at it, critique it.
Yeah.
Do have the square, so you could probably just pay me over that. And, you know, I think we could do this because I'm great. I mean, I sometimes know that there's two as T-O and two as T-O-O. There's them, they're them. Thought so, you know, so I'm here for you. I just need you to know
you
that this is serious
you're
side
so,
to
you're
me.
So,
listen,
you're so
listen,
sweet to me.
I'm very serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very serious. I'm here for you.
Well,
are we
I'm glad
done
to
yet?
Know this.
Like, I thought this went over, is this over half an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Are we done yet?
Are we done yet? That's such a lovely show. Are we done yet with the show that I'm probably going to, that if people hear is going to be amazing because are we done? Yeah, I know. Might be some other times we spend together, but you know.
Yeah.
There's no need to bring people into personal life. I'm not always under house arrest. Why do you think I have Scott come over? I put the ankle bracelet on him so I can leave.
I just have to let everybody know that on a personal level, that when you talk to John for more than 7 hours, you might fall asleep.
That is
true. You know,
it
just
might
happens.
Fall asleep or say, come on, let's go to bed. You know, because eventually I will break the barriers down. And that's how I had success. My success story is bore them to death.
Or
I'm like a verbal
aliens from.
once again, talking about perverts, and then I know that, you know, that's great. Let's talk about the date rape drug. Like, that's a lovely subject, Tom. He's such a romantic.
I really want you to meet this guy. I really want you to marry this guy. I heard him on this show when he's talking about all this racial stuff and rehypnol or whatever the hell that stuff is, or
hypnol
and
yeah,
roofie.
Well, just because I'm knowledgeable about terminology doesn't mean I'm a horrible person. I didn't say I used them on somebody. I might use them on myself. I might need to sleep. That's what they're good for.
You need a
they're good for sleep. And they're odorless and tasteless, supposedly. That's what I've heard. But Scott told me all about that when he went to a party that happened to him. Once it's very, that's not even funny. I feel real bad for him, but, you know. He didn't
so
quite understand the meaning of how to use them.
Say, hey there, baby.
Don't give him ideas. He'll probably show up in one. I'm just saying. He's a little bit sick.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I mean, definitely, it's been a great time. We've had a fun episode, but I know you're getting tired, so we're going to, because Lily, unlike me, actually works for a living, you know, because somebody has to. Who else are you going to pay for this show? She doesn't know I borrowed her credit card. It's like so great. You didn't know what you were getting for Christmas. Now you do.
Yeah, well.
But, no, we're the show is officially back. Don't count on how long it'll be back, because who knows with us and the way we do. But it's definitely been a great time. And, Lily, I appreciate your time.
Aww.
As I try not to burp on the microphone, because that would have been
Let me stretch. Let me stretch.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Put the gas mask on. But
oh, God.
Until next time, folks, you all stay crazy, and we definitely will stay crazy, and we'll try to make this a regular thing, and heaven knows when we'll be back. But if you want to listen, we will be around. So until next time, good night, Lily.
Screw you, Frank.
Okay.